Yo.
Yo.
Why is Eric now joined?
Hey.
He's psyche
side. He said, why is Eric not joining?
Man, I wish he wouldn't let me join.
I'm weak. He was irritated.
I was like, why is Eric not here? Like, this is the man we need. The man of the hour, he's not here. That's wild.
It's usually you the man of the hour.
Ah, not this time. Not this time. So, fellas, how's y'all day been going?
Shit, you know, took a little biz out. Did a little work today. Probably going to start working on some beats a little later.
Okay. I like that. Eric, what you been on?
Man.
He said I took a great nap. Y'all motherfuckers be napping. Wow, while y'all were napping and doing nothing, I was being real productive today.
What you do?
Copped a couple things for the podcast, you know, for the setup. Work went easy. Didn't do a damn thing, like always, you know. You know. Just stealing company.
You know.
Just stealing company time. That's
no big deal.
Took about three shits, no big deal.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you really using your time wisely. Smart man.
Wow. So today I was talking to a lady friend of mine. She brought up a good point. She was like, what do you value in a person, like in a friend? Like, what's one, like, something you value? Like, she said something that's, like, not physical. Like, something that you'd be like, something that's intangible that's stuck with
something
me.
That's not physical in a friend world. They're just a friend. There's no physical involved.
Yeah, not physical. Like, oh, because they look good or they, you know, they're strong. They do this and that. No, like, something intangible. Something they do that you find value in a friend.
First, for me, and just in general, if they just seem like a good person, like just in general, like if they come off with just good vibes and I seem like they a genuine person, they don't seem like they have any hidden agendas. And I'm like, okay, I could mess with this person. You know, I like people who like to have a lot of fun, who like to laugh a lot, you know, people who know how to have a good time without really even having to go anywhere. That kind of stuff.
Facts. So the laugh, like, now laugh, like make you laugh, or like just they're a positive, and laugh.
Yeah, yeah, just like a positive person. Like they don't walk around with a dark cloud around them, and they're very optimistic, like myself. So like I'm an optimistic person. So that kind of thing. That's just one thing.
Have you guys found that in people in throughout life, you think?
I think I have.
All right. Now I'm gonna switch it up. You found those things or thought you found those things and it wasn't what you thought it was in that person.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, how did you bounce? How did y'all recoup? How did y'all bounce back? Because I know I've been through, like me and Avery kind of talked about it. We had like a thing called like a fuck niggas phase. Like, We open our doors to the people and it kind of bit us in the ass. How did y'all recoup? How did y'all bounce back from that? Like, knowing that trust was just, you know, going to be different now from here on out with anybody.
Shit just happened to me not too long ago. So, like, I was sorry for real, but not for real because, I don't know, like, once I see that you's a shitty person, it kind of made me feel better that you're not around.
That's real.
I'm glad it happened sooner. I'm always glad it happened sooner than later, always. So, like, right. I'm just like, fuck them, like, whatever. Like, you'd be sorry because, like, damn, I wasted, like, my time with this person. But I don't really believe in that time wasted shit. It's just a lesson learned.
I like that. Yeah. That's
definitely facts.
What about you, Ian? What did you go through? How did you recoup from a situation where, I guess you could say, you thought you found that value in? Well, let's go back here. What's value you find in a friend or in a, you know, what's in a friendship? What's something you value?
Now, I'll definitely say, like, character, you know, the way you move, especially like when you're not around me. You know, sometimes you got to give people opportunity and set them up and see if they'll take it or not. And then I will also say, like, someone who keeps me accountable for the most part, you know what I mean? Like, can motivate me or check me when I'm not, you know what I mean, my best or whatever, because we all got to grow together. That's and then, huge. Like, I would say getting out of it Man, it takes me a while to like really, like I give too many chances, I guess you could say. I try to see the good in everything. But once I get to that point of like cutting you off, then I just don't even look back.
There's no return for you.
Yeah. So I like try to help you out and give you a chance a couple times. But then as soon as I see you not changing, I'm just like, all right, I'm cool.
Right.
What do you think is worse than losing a friend or losing a relationship? Like a relationship with the opposite sex?
Probably a friend.
Yeah, probably a friend. Because you probably got more time spent with the friend than the relationship with the girl or the boy, whoever, whatever your gender you are. Because me personally, bro, when I meet a girl, I'm already thinking in my head, well, I wonder how long she's going to be around. When I get locked in with a friend, I don't think like that. I mean, now I kind of do. But at first, like, usually when because I'm real picky about my friends and shit. So once I tap in with a person, I'm like, okay, we locked in. Like, I look at it like, once I get close with you, I look at you like family damn near. Once you get past, I feel like you outlasting all my other friends. So then when a friend is gone, it kind of sorry. He's like, damn, this motherfucker was fake the whole time. Or this motherfucker was snake the whole time. Like, man, shit.
Yeah. That hits different. That hits different.
Yeah, you like, I showed you this. I talked to you about this. You know what I'm saying?
I told things that I'm going to the grave with. You know what I'm saying? And now I got to trust and hope that you keep that energy to not just go tell the whole world. And I feel like people miss that. People miss that. That's why I buy like loyalty. You know what I'm saying? The loyalty. You know, I feel like we just got away from that.
Yeah, loyalty with friendship is extremely important.
Facts.
Extremely. All right. So she also brought up a good point. Me and her have like, you know, our little checkups and everything. She hit me up and she was asking, she was like, she said, you're like, you have a couple of female friends. Do y'all, when y'all meet a female, like, are y'all, okay, yes, you're attracted to them, of course, but are y'all strictly just going for the kill, or y'all, do y'all actually try to be, you know, let me see, I'm actually talk to this person. It's like, do y'all ever try to be a friend first, or y'all just go straight for crossing that boundary, crossing that line?
Man, I'm gonna be honest, bro, like 9 times out of 10, I don't look for a female to be my friend, because it just is not beneficial, I guess, in the most part. Like, they can't really give us dating advice. They, you know, like, there's some people who can be your friend or whatever if you choose it, but most of the time females are trying to put you in the friend zone. So like, that's just a bad thing for a guy to be in that position, because you don't really get out. So I tend not to go in those lanes.
Back though. So my thing is this, you say, how can a female not give you a female advice if you were to feel? Like, I mean, how can she not give you relationship advice? Like, you guys say, you know, like, your girl, you always go to your boys. Like, how do you get that other perception if you need that? You know what I'm saying, or what?
I mean, it's easy, bro. Like, women don't get approached, or women don't approach men, excuse me. So, like, men are the fishermen. You don't go to the fish to learn how to fish. You go to the fishermen. So why would I ask a girl about dating advice when they don't even know what they want to eat?
I see the way you think. I don't know. I have a couple of good female friends that do give me advice, but at the same time, you do go to that point where, like, I'm going to start thinking like that now, because, like, then again, it's like, I'm going to start checking them now. Like, do you know what you even want as a because they can be trying to just project off of, like, you know, their situation or, like, what they want. And not access to how what you expect from a female at that time. And like you said, 9 out of 10 times they don't know what they want. That's factual. What about you, AJ? What Pip and AJ, you go for the kill, or you try to be cool and actually get to know somebody?
See, me, I ain't gonna lie. I used to, when I got friends as girls, and when I used to do that, I ain't gonna lie, I smash. Then I'm like, all right. Once I hit, I'm like, it was cool. But usually once after I hit, I'm like, yeah, I'd rather just be your friend. So if it's ones like that, I'm like, because there'd be times where I done had a girl in my life, I smashed her. It was cool. Like, it wasn't nothing wrong with it. It's just I don't like her in that way to take it to the next step. But I mess with her as a person heavy. So I'm like, well, I'm going to just be friends with this person. So that's what I do.
But you still see what the kitty cat is, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Does he gonna be a friend or not?
I don't talk to no girl trying to be her friend first. Like, if I ever said that to a girl, it was just game. Like, I ain't really mean that shit. Like, I ain't really trying to get to know you yet. Cause, yeah, that's just how it go.
I fuck with it. So, I mean, do y'all not worry about never building that friendship with the your significant other? Because let's just say y'all skip that part, you go right into like, okay, you smash, you cool. What if this is based off of that now? Yeah, you like the girl, but y'all ain't really built that foundation yet. Because y'all know, can you still have a soft relationship without having that friendship aspects at the same time?
I mean, yeah, bro. Because like marriage or a relationship isn't about being your friend. It's a duty. I'm your husband, you're my wife. So it's like being your friend is, I don't know, it's great, it's a bonus, but it's not really necessary.
Mm. So you don't think if you were to get married, you're white, you can't conform to your wife, or you can't like find comfort in your wife as like on a friendly level, it's strictly like, oh, you're just my wife. This is what you're supposed to do. That's how you kind of see things.
I mean, kind of, but it's more about you can't really be emotionally vulnerable to a woman anyway, so you got to be careful with how you open up to her. Like, she's not really going to respect you all the way if you have some shakiness in your life or whatever. So, I don't know, man. It's just hard to say, oh, I just want you to be my best friend or whatever. Like, I've had best friends before and they stopped fucking with me. So,
man. It
goes back to what AJ was saying. Like, everybody's temporary at that point, you know?
Yes. And look, it's crazy you said that. Like, that whole, you had tried, like, the whole friend thing, whatever. You had that. And, it's crazy because, like, what about AJ? You know, you do some things and it's just not the same no more. Like, it's that loyalty, that action, you know, is deeper than just actually, you know, saying that you're loyal. What you doing behind my back? What you really doing behind closed doors? That's real.
Right.
What about you, AJ? Can you still find a relationship? Can you still find that solace in a relationship even though you don't have that, you never really establish that friendship dynamic in a way? You know,
see me, I'm a little different. Like, after I hit, I'm not quick to date at all. So, After I smashed up, that's when I realized if I even still want to talk to you anymore. So like, after that, then I'm like, all right, if I still have to feel the need to want to talk to her, then that's when the friendship shit started to kick in. Like, I started talking to him more. We maybe FaceTime here and there. You know, things get a little more personal. But like, I got to hit first to see if I even wanted to go further than that. So like, I think you can. I think I can have the friendship with him, but it's going to be after I smash, and then I'm going to start really trying to get to know him. That's just how I am.
Mm. Okay. I like the way you think. Okay. So I kind of fuck with it, though, because you got to do kind of – this is what I tell females, too, like, as a man. I'm not trying to be like no dick or anything. This is, like, for us to build that relationship, we got to see what the key cat's hitting on. It's just – that's just right. – And I'm like, you know, I mean, like, it's just because, like, I'm not trying to come off like no dickhead way. It's just it's the truth, though. Like, you know, 9 out of 10 times, men are like, okay, you cool. I'm feeling you. But that's the thing. What is, like, you know, I like you. I'm attracted to you. I want more. I want to see this. But, like, and that's the thing. Women take that as, like, oh, they think, like, see, men, we are going to establish that. I think we just do it at a different – we just do it at a different pace. You know what I'm saying? And some women think it's backwards or it's wrong. But, I mean, it's going to come. It's that path is going to get – that bridge is going to get crossed. You might as well not going to work. So I kind of agree with Adrian.
Exactly.
You know what? You got to kind of feel the game with the kitty cat. Like, now, granted. So let's say y'all do that. Everything works out. Y'all do establish a good friendship after y'all break up. Can you be friends with the ex? Can you have a real relationship with the ex? Is somebody y'all dated for 2 years, 8 months, 9 months? You know, y'all know each other's secrets. Y'all met each other's family. Can y'all still have a friendship on some cordial shit? Like, on some, okay, you know what? This is what it is.
Friends with an ex? That's tricky. That's real tricky. I don't really think you can, for real, because if she get with a dude and like y'all cool and she like, who is that? It's like, it's my ex. I'm like, well, you gotta shut that down. He's not gonna be cool with that. So don't really think it's going to be able to last for real. Because I think if you friends with an ex, one of y'all got the hope that y'all going to get back together. It's just, I don't know who, but one of y'all have that in the back of your mind.
You know, I kind of want to piggyback on that. I feel the same way, too. I feel like, and no cap, it's never me, though. Like, I never really feel like that urge. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially once I look back, well, why we broke up, why we went together, like, okay, cool, bet. That's the reason why. And I think there's some lingering hope there. I just heard people do it, and it'd be mind-boggling to me, like, when I hear that. I'm like, because the thing is, I'm like, oh, when I hear I'm like, your friends, I'm like, okay, cool, let me ask y'all friends. Why did y'all break up? And when I hear the toxicity and the story behind it, I'm like, are you friends with this motherfucker? Come on now. And that's why I'm like,
right.
What about you, E? What about you? You cool that you got exes still? Or they all hit the curb?
Man, so like, I'm not going to say it can't happen, but like majority of times, nah, bro. Like, it's just not a good move. You're going backwards, basically.
No cap. That's how I kind of felt, too. I feel like taking two steps back instead of two steps forward, for real. But I mean, like, what if it's strictly like a platonic thing? Like, is distance involved? Yeah. Like, this person's not, but this is a person you had years with, you know what I'm saying? Y'all still don't see that past that current of that comfortability. Like, it's just too comfortable. Me personally, I feel like that rule is this: once I've seen you naked, we cross that threshold. Like, we're always gonna be comfortable with each other on a different level now because I've seen you naked, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had sex. So,
I'm bro,
like,
if I cracked before, I can get back in.
Right.
He's like, get back in. So, have y'all ever had a shorty be like, no, I'm trying to really just keep not trying to mess up the friend group or not trying to mess up like anything that we had? Like, have you ever like hit a friend and then she kind of went back and was like, no, I'm good on that?
Yes, bro. And that shit's dumb. Why? Like, I don't even understand the point of that.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, now. I'm getting a little pretty. Do you think because it was just bad, like this, like the chemistry was bad, or was it like they was really on some like they want to ruin the group of friendship type of thing? But I feel like it already got not saying it got ruined, but that path was already crossed. You know what I'm saying? That bridge is already built.
Right.
I don't think that's ever happened to me, but I'm not doing that.
Because I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
Man, I know me and AJ had the same experience, bro. Like, we tried to backtrack, and it didn't end well. You know what I mean? It honestly just proved to us, yeah, why it was that way.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by backtrack? Wait, you try to, like, go back to an ex?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, both of us. We both, like, basically talked each other into going back to our ex. Like, yeah, you doing it? All right, I'm doing it, too.
Right. Boy, that shit backfired.
Yeah, for real. Wasn't worth it, bro.
Can I ask? You know, I'm asking anybody answer what happened? What y'all lose out of that? Y'all don't? Do y'all not talk to these people no more at all? Like, it's just completely just like no communication now.
I don't think I lost anything. I just think I was being stupid. Because that girl is off her rocker. So
I think it just showed me what was really going on, bro. Show me the truth about her.
It just confirmed things for me.
The red flag started being now. Mm-hmm. Like, damn. What's a red flag y'all see in a friend? You fuck with a buddy or just one of your bros or a potential. What's a red flag you see?
In a friend? If you talking shit about somebody you super close with to me, because then what you doing when I'm not around?
Man. Oh my God.
Big one.
Boy, I heard some things and I'm like, yo, ain't this maybe give me rise or ain't this the man? Like, you know, bruh. Hey, that should be wicked. That should be wicked.
Definitely.
That's a big red flag.
Even like, and then also like picking and choosing based off of your status or clout, who you're going to like share on Facebook or whatever, you know, like.
Ooh.
You know, sometimes they won't share you because you're not so popular.
The wishy-washy, random shaky warrior.
Yeah.
Who's convenient for you at the moment? I hate that. The convenient one. I feel like it's like you can label certain friends of the group, but like, you know, if you just label motherfuckers. That's tough. The red flags. I respect that. Especially the fucking talking shit. Cause some people we'd be surprised how comfortable people are putting those people's business out there in front of other people. People be real comfortable saying anything. And that's not And where's AJ? That's Skip. That's big Skip.
That's the same for you, Eli. That's what kind of what you feel like.
A red flag. A red flag. Man. Oh my god! It's like a that. Those are big ones. Like the whole you talking in front of me because like, but see that thing. When I see that stuff, I see for what it is. I read it. I just watch what I say. You know what I'm saying? Even though I shouldn't have to, but now I just got monitor like what I say around people. My thing is really is how you move. How you move around my shorty if she's around? Cause I'm not insecure. I'm not like you know the type of worry trip. I just seen how quote unquote my dudes, my niggas moved, and I'm just like wow, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's during, before, or even after, you know what I'm saying? And it all comes back full circle when you find shit out or when you see it, you know what I'm saying? So that right there is how you move. Like, cause now I feel like you have been you have like a vindictive or a manipulative agenda. You know what I'm saying? You move with a different agenda. You're not moving genuine. You're moving with negative conscious now. You have malintent. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I don't like that. The whole scheming and plotting. Like yeah, that. Yeah, I always like people always scheme other people or plot or like yeah, that's an easy lick. That's a come up. It's cool to be joking, but you always thinking there in that mindset. Now I'm like shit. If you comfortable saying that? That means you probably been looking or thinking how up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like that, yeah, that shit right there.
No, fact. I don't even think that's insecure for real. You just test. You gotta, cause you just never know with people.
I had people come to my face and ask like, "Hey, you still are you and Shorty?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's your girl." I'm like, and I always say this. I always say no, like why, like or go ahead talk to her. And then the girl come to me, "Why are you telling me that?" I said, "I always I test you and I test him, because." I might be like, yeah, me here chop it up. And then this one talking about, yeah, me here talk, we chop it up. And then this one like, yeah, you know, such and such try to hit on me. I'm like, that's crazy. I told buddy that. You know what I'm saying? Boom. And then the times where I be like, no, we cool. You know, like, we just our friend. And then they be like, yeah, that's where I get the insight. They be like, yo, you know, dude said that, boom, boom. I'm like, word, like, that's crazy. And the whole time just like, damn, niggas ain't your niggas. You know, or people ain't, that whole make yourself look, like, try to make yourself look better by exposing somebody else. That shit gotta stop too. That's a red fucking flag.
But personally, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I think it's a little weird if you trying to fuck after me.
Like, very.
If I bring a girl around and you see that's my girl, and then we break up and you try to talk to her, I just think that's weird. If I don't care if that's somebody's baby mama, somebody's ex-girlfriend, whatever. It's just weird. It's like, it's so many girls out there in the world. Like, why would you want to go after a girl that, like, you feel me, that I already got down with? Like, I just think that's extremely weird.
I definitely think it comes down to the situation, because it would be different if it was one of us three versus, like, you know, somebody we just knew at NDC or whatever that. Cause like everybody's been somebody's ex, bro. It's hard to like.
Yeah, I'm saying like I'm talking about somebody you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm not saying any girl. I'm saying if I know you, and I know you was dating this person, why would I go talk to them? That's weird.
Yeah, that's weird energy, bro. And it's dating too. Like if you was just smashing for you, it don't matter.
Right.
What if y'all were cool? Well, not be cool. Y'all knew each other, whatever. And then y'all just fell off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all two ain't chopping it up. Y'all ain't cool no more. And then it wind
like
up.
Like the dudes?
Yeah. And then Shorty gets involved.
Like, what do you mean?
Would that be fair game then? Would that be fair game then?
Like, what? Like, what, they dated or something?
Yeah, like, I guess, like, that's his ex. Yeah, that's his ex and everything. And then he goes, and then he laid, and then later on, they come to terms, he just wind up clapping Shorty on some just sex shit though. No dating, is they just wind up hooking up. Is that fair game? Or is that still
so you
I
saying,
think it's definitely sketchy.
Yeah,
right?
Sketchy.
Okay.
So you saying if you cool with a dude and then y'all fall off
and then your ex goes smash. Like they go, yeah, your ex and him go smash. But y'all ain't cool, you know what I'm saying? And or vice versa. Is that free?
Yeah, I think it's weird.
That's still moving.
Yeah, I'm not cool with either of them.
I think it's weird. I mean, they allowed to do what they do. I'm not telling neither one to not do it, but I just think it's weird.
What about you, E?
No, I definitely agree. I think it's sketchy for sure. I mean, I'd probably just stay away from it just so I don't deal with it, to be honest.
I just think it's messy because it's like, if that happens, then the person, whenever they do find out, even though it may not matter, it's just like, man, this was probably, y'all both probably wanted to do this from the jump. Like, So it's like, it's just weird. It's just weird. So, like, it's just weird, bro. It don't look right. Because to me personally, bro, say me and Eli had a fight. We come to physical and we fight. 2 months later, his ex hit me up. I'm not doing that. I don't care if we cool or not. That's just weird. Like, I can get other females. Like, I don't need to talk to his. And I don't even got no revenge type shit in my heart. It's just like, shit, me and him not cool. We not cool. And that's it. I'm moving on. I ain't about to try to go back and do all this other shit. That's weird. That's bad karma. I ain't dealing with that.
No.
Fact, though. I feel you on that. You don't want to get that bad karma, that bad juju for real.
It's just weird, bro. It's just weird to me. Like, it's so many girls in the world. Like, it's so many.
I see your logic. I see what you're talking about. Just because you don't, like Eric said, just because you don't want to get involved or get attached to that, it's going to get too messy.
It seemed lazy to me, too. Like, you ain't got enough game to go talk to all these other girls. Like, it's just weird, bro. Like, I don't think I ever, if I fucked a dude's baby mama, bro, it was not on purpose. Like, you see what I'm saying? I didn't do it knowingly that they was their baby mama or they was their ex. You see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't do that shit. Niggas be out here knowingly doing it and be like, oh, yeah, that's, it'd be weird though, because niggas get off on fucking a girl you used to mess with or some shit. That's when this shit get tricky, because niggas be weird as hell. It don't even be like, oh, that's her, whatever her name is. They're like, oh, that's Eric's ex, or oh, that's Eli's baby mama. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They like, oh, well, I fucked Eli's baby mama, or I fucked Eric's ex. Like, bro, you weird. You damn near getting off on my name.
Some people are like that. Some people just be clapping cheeks and be clapping cheeks, though. Just be like, fuck it. Just because he was clapping cheeks. Pussy could be going crazy. But, yeah, like you said, most niggas, is gonna, once they find that out, they're going to, yeah, run with it, yeah.
But even then, it's just like, all right, if the girl doing that, she a hoe.
Back at that point,
it's different because, like we always say, it's different with girls and dudes having sex.
That's fact, though, man.
Because any girl can go bag any dude. Like, if she, especially if she know that's your man, y'all used to be cool, bro. It's some hidden agenda in there, bro. It ain't just them. They just clapping cheeks, bro.
He ain't just clapping cheeks, bro.
It's deeper than that, bro.
Exactly.
I'm weak. Well, wrapping up here on value of friendships, being a real friend, just stay, hold it down. Hold it down. No, 10 toes really down. Eric, E, I mean, E and AJ, y'all got anything else to say?
Man, no, I would just say, like, if you're not really into the opportunity or, like, you're second guessing it, man. Just walk the other way, bro.
Fact, though.
Yeah, if you a fake friend with a hidden agenda, please stay away from me.
Stay over there.
I do not need it. I don't no fake energy, man. If you fuck with me, fuck with me. Don't fuck with me because of what I do for you. Don't fuck with me because of who I am. Just fuck with me for me. And that, and if you got a hidden agenda, please stay the fuck away.
Yeah, no hidden agendas. Fact, though. All right, y'all. Y'all boys be easy. Fuck with y'all.
Yeah. All right. You too, bro. Bye.